Begin the current daf, Masechet the Baba Basra, daf Kuf Nun Hei. Begin 9 lines down with the top of the Yomid, but the Gemara continues in the related to a discussion from the previous daf, which the Gemara will bring back in that incident, which was a story that happened in Bnei Barak, regarding the ability of a miner to sell the possessions of his father who passed away. Itmar learns as follows. Cotton, regarding a miner who inherited the possessions of his father who passed away, from when is he allowed to sell from the possessions of his father, specifically regarding the land that he inherited from his father, which then the sale will be valid. The reason for that is that it's only discussing land is actually in regarding to movable items. The Mishnah teaches in Masechet Gittin up in the Testament Aleph that small children, their sales and acquisitions are valid regarding movable items. As the Gemara there explains, it's even if he's just 6 or 7 years old, each one according to how sharp and understanding he is. The reason for that is because the Rabbanah instituted that a child can survive, that he could be able to do business in the marketplace by movable items that he should be able to sell to provide for his own sustenance. But regarding land, there a child was not able to do. So the question is, how old does the child have to be that a sale is valid in regarding to land, to sell his father's land that he inherited as an orphan? So Rava Amar Rav Nachman, Rava's version of Rav Nachman was Ben Shmeina Esrei Shana. He has to be 18 years and 1 day old, as the Gemara later on Paskin, because in the 18th year itself, which is called Teichzman, is actually like Lefnezman, is actually like anyone under 18. Now, this halacha, as long as he's 18 years old, is even if he's not so proficient in commerce, in business dealings, as actually it's obvious from the Gemara later on, Amud Beis, which says, because actually if you have a child that is younger than that, like even like age 14, if they know business, then they actually could sell. Which, as the Gemara explained later on, as long as they brought already 2 pubic hairs, which makes them into an adult. But here what we're discussing is even if the person is not so proficient in business, as long as they're over 18 years old, then their sale is valid. Rav Huna bar Chinna Amar Rav Nachman, his version of Rav Nachman was, Mi ben Estim Shana, no, it has to be over 20 years old. Now the Gemara says, and this is in parentheses, that Bahadur Rava, this version of Rava of Rav Nachman that said it's 18 years old, is lav beferishit, but wasn't said explicitly el machlolit, but rather it was inferred. But he never came out straight out and said that. But either way, says the Gemara, Masa Rav Zera. Zera asks on Rav Huna bar Chinna's version of Rav Nachman that said that to sell the father's land that he inherited as an orphan, he has to be over 20 years old, which is asking from that brice that we quoted in the previous stuff, and that's why it's introduced over here. We had quoted Maitzeh b'bnei Barak. We had quoted this was because it was related to the halacha of our Mishnah regarding the Hamaitzeh mechaber l'varaya in the hara of the one who had gifted, and there was a debate if he was a shchimer or a bari. Question: it was raya be'edim or was raya b'kim shtaris. So that's why we brought that in. But now the Gemara is discussing regarding the context of how old does a child have to be. The story was Maitzeh b'nei Barak. There's a story in the place b'nei Barak. It was one of the children had sold one of the possessions of his father, which they inherited, and then that child died. Now the family members came and contested, saying he was a minor at the time that he died, which means to say obviously when he had sold it before that, he was a minor, and as we said, that's the halacha we're discussing. Question is, what's exactly the age? A minor cannot sell his father's land. So Ubo Bishal is Rabbi Kiva. They came and asked Rabbi Kiva, Ma'al Labaitkai. That is, we cannot prove that he was a minor. So what's the halacha? Could we go, because we don't have witnesses, could we go ahead and check the body of the corpse of our brother who sold to check to prove that he was a minor, that we can get the land back? Amlam, he said to them, no. Iyatim Rishoyim L'Navlai. First of all, you're not allowed to disgrace the dead body to go start checking it for signs if it was a child or an adult. Moreover, siman masuim l'shtanis l'chamis. It's not going to help you anyway because bodily signs change after death, and therefore, even if it's going to look like one way, it might not be definitively, and therefore, it's not going to help to prove anything. So on that, asked Rabbi Zeiro on Rav Huna bar Chinna, bishlem l'man dam ben shmein esrei shana. According to Rav's version that he said that the halach is going to be with 18 years old. That's the age when, if he's an adult and he's 18 years old, he can go ahead and sell his father's land. That makes him into a gadol regarding this halacha. That would make sense, what the family member was asking Rabbi Kiva, what's the halacha? Could we go ahead and check the body of our brother who passed away? And that is, if we don't find pubic hairs, then we could assume and establish him that even if he was 18 years old, he's going to be considered as a minor, until he's 20, as the Gemara will later on explain. Now, as Rashbam points out, it's specifically regarding selling the possessions that he inherited as an orphan from his father that you need these two things. One, to be 18 years old, and also to have Cyrus ba'isim makam. But regarding punishments and obligations and mitzvahs, obviously that's at 13 years old if one brings two Cyrus ba'isim makam. But he were told me regarding selling the father's possessions. So that's a Zabzeira. If you say the age is 18, and additionally, then you could check, it has to have also another requirement of Shtei Cyrus, so that would help. They know he was 18, or 19, and then the question was, but maybe he didn't bring Bay Cyrus, so then they could check for that, and then they'd prove it, that even though he was over the eligible age, but if he didn't have Cyrus, he still has the halachic status as a katan. But if you say, like the other opinion, that the minimum age he can be, and we know when he was born, the minimum age is, if it has to be 20, so then, kibad kulei may hava, then ask the Gemara, according to that interpretation, what would it help, even if we check him, and we don't find two Cyrus? And that says, Gemara, what's that going to help? Because vatznan, we learn the Mishnah Masechta Nida that will teach us that once a boy reaches age 20, he's automatically considered gadol, an adult, even if he doesn't have Bay Cyrus. In other words, the Gemara is asking, we know how old he is. So what's the discussion if he was a katan or a gadol? The discussion would be, well, he's not considered gadol just with age. He also has to have Bay Cyrus, which, regarding bar mitzvah, that's considered at age 13, which is an obligated mitzvah. But regarding selling the father's assets, it's at age 18, according to that opinion. But in addition to age 18, you also have to have Bay Cyrus. But if you say that it's age 20 is the minimum, well, then it doesn't help to check for Shtei Cyrus, because even if he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, he's still going to be considered gadol. Because, but now we're in the Mishnah Masechta Nida that, in a different context, says the following halacha: Ben Esim Shalahebi Shtei Cyrus. If a 20-year-old boy did not bring two pubic hairs, which usually establishes him as an adult, so he's already 20, he doesn't have that. So Yavi Raya, the relatives of the widow, and this is told me regarding when this 20-year-old's brother had passed away without any children, which he left over a widow, which generally there would be a requirement of him doing Yibim Chalitza, the relatives of the girl, they go ahead and they bring proof that this is the case. That is, because they want to exempt the relative, this girl, from going through the Yibim process with this brother-in-law, to permit it to marry someone else without Yibim Chalitza. So what do they bring proof? They bring proof, Shu ben Esim, Bua Saris. They prove that, look, we know he's 20 years old, and he's what's known in halacha as a saris. A saris is someone who doesn't mature in that arena of being able to procreate and have children. Therefore, and the way we know this is because Rossi would have those signs of that maturity, which is with two saris. So the halacha then becomes, when they can prove that he's 20, and obviously, look, he has no base saris, so he's a saris. So now, as the Gemara explains himself as Yavamis, since a saris does not qualify for what the pasuk says, l'hakim l'achim shein, which the whole purpose of Yibim is to establish a name for his brother by having children with his wife, which he cannot do because he can't have children. And the halacha is also, as the Gemara establishes in Masechta Yevamos, kosher einar liyibim einar l'chayit chalitza. If someone's not valid to do Yibim, as in this case, so he's not valid to do chalitza either. So that's the halacha that the Mishnah says in Masechta Nida. But one thing that we see from that Mishnah is that once a boy reaches age 20, even if he doesn't bring two sires, we establish him, we assume he's like an adult. And if he's like an adult, well, so then why doesn't he have Bay Cyrus? Oh, obviously because he's a Cyrus. That's why he doesn't have two Cyrus. Because if we would assume he's a cotton, then okay, that's why. Maybe he didn't reach maturity yet. So that's why he doesn't have Bay Cyrus. So therefore, you see that no. Once you reach age 20, you're an adult. So why don't you have two Cyrus? Must be your Cyrus who doesn't bring two Cyrus because he never gets that maturity in the general area of becoming, of having that type of development which is necessary to have a child. So if that's the case, so as the Gemara, according to Rabbi Machina's version of that, the minimum is age 20. So what does it help to check for Bay Cyrus? The whole point was to show that, okay, well, the family wants to show that he was a minor. If you're 18 is the minimum, and additionally, you have to have Bay Cyrus. So that would make sense. You check, even though he was 19, but maybe you didn't have two Cyrus. But if the minimum is 20, what does it have to check for two Cyrus? Anyways, it's a gadla. Anyways, they say it's going to be valid. So therefore, what's the point of checking for Bay Cyrus? Now the Gemara answers, Latveit Ma'ala, didn't we say regarding that Mishnah Masechtas Nida that Amram Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Amarav, he says, there's another variable you're not mentioning. It was Vahusha Noldu by Simoni Sris. It was also integral and necessary for that halacha to then allow that girl to go out and marry whoever she wants to. She doesn't need Yibma Chalitza from this supposed tsaris. Is only if there's a certain specifying, identifying features of Esris, where then you have two things. First of all, he's 20 and he doesn't have space Cyrus, and there are certain, the way his voice sounds, there's certain identifying features of Esris, then we consider him like a gadol, and the only thing is that he's Esris. But if he's 20 and he didn't bring Bay Cyrus, but he doesn't have the identifying features of a Swiss, then no, actually we would consider him like a minor until, as the Gemara will explain shortly, until he reaches the halfway mark, passes the halfway mark of the majority of his years on this world. Only then will we consider him as a gadol. And so too the other way. If let's say he's born with certain Simoni Swiss, but he's not 20 years old yet and he doesn't have Bay Cyrus, we also would not consider him yet a Swiss until you're both 20 years old, and no two Cyrus, and has Simoni Sris, then when you have those two things, then is when we consider him a gadol. And therefore, says the Gemara, it's not difficult in that interpretation. Yes, 20, and you could check. If there's no two Cyrus, then we would consider him as a katan. Oh, the Mishnah Masechtas Nida? No, that was talking about besides the fact that he was 20, and no two Cyrus, he also had Simoni Sris. That's when we assume he's a gadol, and so why doesn't he have the base Cyrus? Because he's a Swiss. But in actuality, you could be a katan even over age 20 if you're on the base Cyrus, and that would be the resolution of that opinion of Huna Bar Chinna. Now, Amar Ravi says, actually, Dekanami. Actually, it's precise the answer we're giving. Because Diktani, we learned over there in that Mishnah, Buhu Asaris. It says that he is the Saris. What does it mean, he's the Saris? Meaning, because there's identifying features that he's someone that can't have children. And that's from his voice and all these other things. Shmamina, so we confer from there, that's why it's not difficult. It wasn't just 20 and no two Cyrus, it also had Simoni Sris. Now, so then the Gemara asks, V'chile noldu le Simoni Sris, so okay, so if someone doesn't have the identifying features of a Cyrus, but he's over age 20, and he doesn't bring Bay Cyrus, so ad kama, up until how old you can say he's still a minor? He's going to be halfway in the grave, 90, and say, oh, he's still a minor? When do we establish that? No, he is an adult, and must be that for whatever halachic purposes, as we said, for selling from the father's property, that would apply, that he's read a gadol. So Tan Reb Chiya, he learned in his braisa, ad reiv shenaisav, until the majority of his years, meaning when he reaches 36, which is the majority of 70, as the pasuk says in Tillim, yimei shenaisin v'mishim shana, the days of our years are 70 years. When he reaches more than halfway point of 36, that's already when he's considered a gadol. Even if he doesn't have Simoni Sris, but again, if he doesn't have Bei Cyrus and he's over that age, then we say he's not a minor anymore. Now, related to this, the Gemara says that Ki'asa, when those who would delay in the bringing of the Shtei Cyrus by Samakim, which is, again, the only way they become verifiable as an adult, when those individuals would come L'Kamed Reb Chiya, so Ikachesh, if they were very thin, Amalahu Livari, say, become robust, eat, become bigger, fatter. The Ivri, and if they were very robust, they were overweight, Amalahu Likchesh, he would say, you guys gotta lose some weight. Meaning, and the reason for that is because maybe because he's too large, that's why actually that's causing the hairs to fall out, which thus we don't have the simanim. As the Gemara explains, the Hani simanim, because these simanim, these identifying features of godless, of adulthood, zimnun da asu machmas kichushosa, sometimes it comes only when they thin out, and zimnun da asu machmas biyusa, sometimes it only comes when they become a little bit more healthily, and therefore he would tell each one to do the opposite. Maybe that's why the hairs are falling out and that they cannot identify themselves as adults. Now, Ibayulu, the following question on this topic, Teich Zman, during the time, meaning the 18th year itself, according to that opinion, or the other opinion that says it has to be 20, in the 20th year itself, and he also brings two Cyrus, is that Kilifnei Zman? Is that like before 18? Which is then his sale is now valid in his father's properties, as we said, you have to be a minimum of 18 or 20. A kalachasman, or is the 18th year itself like post 18 or post 20? So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, his version of Rav Nachman is Teichzman Kilif Nezman. No, the 18th year itself is like less than 18, which is not valid. Rava Barav Shilom Rav Nachman, his version of Rav Nachman is Teichzman Kalachasman. No, the 18th year or the 20th year, whichever opinion, it's like after that, which is valid. The Gemara says, "V'had the Rava lab beferishit me'ele machlal edma." That the version that was said over the name of Rava, that it's 18 is like less than 18 and not valid, actually was not said explicitly like that. It was only inferred. There was such an incident where someone was in his 18th year and he sold from his father's possessions as an orphan. And he came in front of Rabbah. And he said to them, this boy has not done anything. Now, the one who witnessed this thought, must be because 18 is like less than 18, and that's why it's not valid. Which the Gemara says, it's not true. From here, you cannot prove that. Because Hasim Shtusa, you say Rasa Chazbe. The reason was because Rabbah saw that this boy was off his rocker. He was not all there. Because he was freeing his slaves and he was totally just throwing, wasting all his money, which he was not gaining anything. That's why he said that this guy is like a shaitan, and therefore his is not all there, and therefore his sale is not valid, but not because 18 is less than 18. Could be, like the other opinion, 18 is like over 18, it would be valid if he was sane, but it's because he saw an extra level of shtus that he had said is not valid. Now, Shalach le Gidol ba Menashe le Rava. He sent to Rava, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, let our teacher teach us. Tinekis bas arba esei shonav yemechad. A girl that's 14 years and one day old, that's yidas betiv masaman. She knows commerce very well. She knows how to do a lot of business. Mao, what's the halacha to sell from her father's possessions, even though she's not 20? And Rashbam says, from here is where we prove this idea that we mentioned before, that up until now we were discussing what the age has to be, 18 or 20, by someone that's not so proficient in commerce. And even so, when they're 20 years and over, they'll be able to sell from their father's land, since he's not literally a shaita. But less than 20, then you need to have an extra level of wisdom to be able to sell from the parents, from the father's properties. So that was the Gemara's question asked from Rav Gidol ba Menashe to Rava, and that is, let's say the child knows business very well, but they're under 20. What's the halacha over there? So Shalach Leis, Rabbah sent to Gidol ba Menashe, im yedas betiv masamatan, if she knows how to do business, mekra mekra memkara memkara, then what she buys is valid, and what she sells is valid. Now, so the Gemara actually asks, on Gidol ba Menashe, v'lishach leitinik, why didn't he send it regarding the halacha of a boy? Why did he ask it regarding a girl? So the Gemara, ma'aseh shayi kachayi. That was just what happened. The question was, we were dealing with a 14-year-old girl, and that was the question, is what she does valid or not? And that's why he sent it regarding that too. But then the Gemara asks, v'lishach leitinekis bashtem eseh shana b'yem echad. But why pick 14 and one day old? Why not pick 12 years and one day old, which that's halachically at least an adult for a girl? So why say 14, why not 12? So the Gemara, ma'aseh shayi kachayi. But that was just what the story was, and therefore it's said in that way. But you're right, the same thing would be a boy, and same thing would be a girl if she's 12 years and one day old. Now this quote is in parentheses, which actually the Rashbam says not to have this girsa. V'hadar Rava la beferish itmar el machlala itmar. This that Rava had said this, it was not said explicitly, rather it was inferred, which was because tahu pachis mi ben esrim. There was somebody that was less than 20 years old, and from this story you could also infer that what Rava had answered the Gidol ba Menashe, that you could be under 20 if you're very intelligent, and that would work, and the 20 is only if you don't know business so well. Because this incident had someone that was under 20 years old, the Azal Zavin Nichse Abu, that sold from his father's lands, Ki Gidol ba Menashe. Like this halach of Gidol ba Menashe, meaning who had asked Rabbah this question, which was a child over age 13 that knew business very well. Now asla kami the Rabbah, so he came in front of Rabbah because he wanted to back out and to say that I don't know business so well, and if I don't know business so well, then my sale should not be a valid sale because I'm not yet 20. Now amr le karayve, so the relatives of the orphan said to him, zil ochel tamri, go eat dates. B'shodei be'kashyase, and throw the pits of the dates, be'rav, at the house of Rava. So Rava should think that you're a shaita, you're not so intelligent, and you're under the age for sure, so then he'll give you back your properties that you sold, he'll say it wasn't valid. So Abed Hachi, so the orphan did this. So Amalu, he said to them, Zvini loves Zvini, this guy is not a valid sale, look at this guy, he doesn't know business, he doesn't know anything. So he's going to get his money back. He's going to get his property back, what he sold. Now, Kiko Kosovo, the only thing is that when they were writing the documentation for this reversal, so what happened was, this psak that they should give him back his properties, Amrulei Lekuches, so the consumers, what they did is they realized what's going on, so they plotted backwards. They told this guy, the orphan, like something smart to say in front of Rava, so that Rava should realize, hey, this kid is intelligent, and he understands business, and then therefore should not overturn the sale, and that will allow the consumers to hold on to what they bought. So the consumers went and they told the orphan, oh, zil emalei l'Rava, go tell Rava as follows. Megillas Esther, the scroll of Esther, which is a very big thing, which when the scribes write the Megillas Esther, it's sold bezuzah, it's sold for a zuz. Shtar demar, whereas the document of the master, meaning because of the document that you're making me write so that I can have verification that I get my land back, you're asking from me bezuzah, price of a zuz. How's it possible that the document that you're writing is going to cost the same amount as a Megillas Esther? So Azamalei, so the orphan heard this from the consumer. He said, great idea, why should I be paying so much? So Amalahu, so now Rava heard something smart about business from this orphan. He said, Zvini Zvini. Now the sale was a valid sale. It's not going to be overturned because I see he does no business. So Amalei Kareve, so the relatives of the orphan said to Rava, no, Lukucha Zagmaruhu. The consumers, they taught him to say this. He doesn't know anything. He's just a parrot. He's just repeating what they said. Amalahu, Rava said to them, no. Mazrulei Sabbat. They explained it to him and he understood it. Keeping the Mazbulay Basava, since he explained to him and he got it, and that's why he's coming to tell me why am I paying so much, that means made the yada. That means he does understand wisdom and he understands and he's smart enough, and therefore his sale is a valid sale. So Vahaida Avid Hachi, but then this that he did, this that he threw the pits at my house, Chutzbi Yaseruhudavi, was just because he was audacious. It wasn't because he was unintelligent, it's because he has no regard for manners, and that's why he did that, but nothing to do with intelligence. He was intelligent and he knows how to do business, and if it's valid, and therefore he's not going to get his land back. And again, this could be why in that version of the parentheses would prove that halacha that Rav had sent back to Gidl Bar Menashe, that we see this idea that if even if you're under the age of 20, but if you're intelligent in Yudea Tiv B'masa Matan, then it'll be a valid sale. Now, Amar Rav Huna Beredi of Yeshua, he says, although that we said that if the orphan is under the age of 20, and they're not so proficient in commerce that they cannot sell their father's lands, but says Rav Huna Beredi Yeshua, ule edus, but for testimony, edusa edus. His testimony is valid. In other words, he is believed to testify regarding what he saw and heard from the age of 13 and up, if he had two sires, which means to say that he was an adult, as long as he wasn't a shaita, although that for himself to do business deals, we don't trust him, he has to be over 20, but to say testimony regarding business deals, he is believed. Now, Ammar Zutra, he says, but lo yamarin el metatli, but we only said that if he wants to testify regarding movable items. But regarding land, he's actually not believed to say testimony. On that, Omlei Rav Ashi Mazutra, he asks, wait a second, why? Maishn Metatli, why are you saying that it's different by movable items? That when he testifies regarding Metatlin, he's believed. Why are you going to say that? Because Dizvini Zvini. Because he could sell even under 20 movable items, even if he's not proficient in commerce, which is even at a young age. So that's why he's saying that his testimony regarding Metatlin is also going to be testimony. On that, asked Rav Ashi, but El Me'ato Haditan, if that's the case, that's how you're pairing them up. So just that we're learning the Mishnah Masechet is Gittin that says Hapu'utais, young children, which the Gemara there in Gittin explains is even as young as age 6 or 7, Mekhon Mekech, Umimkar, Memkar, Mimetatlin. Regarding movable items, they could buy and sell even at the age of 6 and 7. So Hachaname Deidus and Eidus, you're going to say they're also, their testimony is valid, you got to be an adult. How can you say a 6 or 7 year old if you're comparing what they could do in business to their testimony? And since under 20 they can't sell land, you want to say they're not believed to say testimony. Regarding Metatlin, that they could, so they're believed to say testimony, well then he should even be believed to testify as young as age 6 or 7. On that, Omalei, Marzutra responded, no. Hasan Be'ina, that you need, as the Pasuk says, V'amdu Shnei Ha'anoshim, that the two men will stand, which as the Gemara Masechta Shavuos Lef Lamed Alf explains that this Pasuk is talking about the witnesses, which V'leka, that you don't have in this case when they're 6 and 7, because it needs, as the Pasuk says, Anoshim, men, and not Kitanim, not minors, and that's why it's not going to work. But yes, it has to match up with what they can do, and therefore they cannot sell land at under the age of 20. Therefore, they cannot testify either regarding the sales of lands either. But for Metatlin that they could, then they are believed to say Eidus. Now, another halacha, Amma Meimri says, Umatnasai, the gift of a 13-year-old and one day is going to be a matan, is going to be a gift, even if he's not proficient in commerce in transactions, and even though if he would sell the land it would not be a valid sale, but his gift is a valid gift even though he's under the age of 20. To which Amli Rav Ashi asked Tam Eima, says, I don't understand. Hashta, if now umaz vini de mekabel zuzi, if regarding a sale, which at least he gets some money, so there is some intelligence. Even so, Amrit Allah, you said that the Rabbanu were misakin that a sale is not going to be a valid sale until he's the age of 20, since he's not so proficient in business and commerce. And the reason is because Dilma Maizla Mazavin, even though he's getting money, maybe he's going to totally undersell it. So Kol Shekin Matana, so all the more so a gift, which is totally ridiculous. He's not getting anything. There you're going to tell me that the Rabbanu were not misakin that it shouldn't be Matana? Of course it's not going to be valid. How can you say that his sale is not valid, which is getting some money, and yet a gift which is totally getting nothing, that there it's going to be valid under the age of 20? So Amalei, so Amemer responded to Ravashi, he says, as we continue on top of Kof Nun Vov Men Aleph, he says, wait a second, Ultamech, according to your reasoning, according to your logic, that you're hinging the reason of whatever there'll be a gain or a loss, that regarding gain, that's what Rabbanon wanted, but a loss, like let's say a gift, then for sure you would say it's not going to be valid. But according to your reasoning, as follows. Let's say Zavin Shavei Chamisha Bishita. Let's say this orphan under the age of 20 sells something worth 5, he sells it for 6, which there's a gain. Hachinami Dizvina Zvina, you're going to say that there also it's going to be a valid sale? But that's not true, because Rabbanah did not differentiate regarding someone that's under the age of 20 that is not proficient in commerce, if he's going to make a gain or if he's going to have a loss. Rather, the Chacham or Misakin, in all situations, his sale is not valid. Why? Ella, rather, the reason why, but regarding a sale that is not valid, is Kimlul Rabban. The rabbis were very well knowledgeable in the psychology. The Yenuka Mekarva Daiti Gabazuzi, a child, a young boy, he's very into money. V'i Amr Zvini Zvini, into cash. If you're going to say that it's a valid sale, even though he's under the age of 20, so there's a lot of that impulsivity that's in their teenage years, so Zimnin and Mekarkashi Lezuzi, some guy's going to shake some coins, he's going to say, hey, look how much money I got for you. Azal Mazman, Lekuli Nechzab, he's going to sell away all his father's properties and for a total loss. And therefore, the Chacham said, no, we're getting all sales. They were misakin that it's not going to be a valid sale if it's under the age of 20. But regarding matana, regarding a gift, if not for the fact that there was a large benefit that this orphan was getting from that person, minei from that guy, he wouldn't give him a gift. It doesn't make sense even. By mechira, it makes sense why they would be concerned, because he's getting money. So he might be fooled. But by gift, no one would be fooled. Why are you giving a guy a gift? Must be you're getting something from that guy. Amr Rabbanan to have a matanasa matana there. They weren't concerned for Mekarkash Lezuzi because there is no money. There they said that actually his gift is going to be a gift, and the reason why they did it is actually for the benefit of the orphan. That people should do favors to him and do good to him because so that they know that they can receive gifts back from him. But there's no element of Mekarkash Lezuzi. And then actually, yes, although his sale is not a valid sale under the age of 20, his gifts are valid because the problem that the Chum were concerned about psychologically was only by a sale, which he's going to get money. In regards to Matana, where he's not, then we don't have the concern, and therefore, if he's over the age of 13, then even though he's under 20, his gift will be a valid gift.